Welcome to Cinema Three-Way, everyone. As you all know, on this episode, our guest is legendary director Samuel Fuller. And on this segment, we're going to talk about Underworld USA. So are you ready, John?
I am so ready. And I wish we did have him as our guest instead of just our study subject. I love it. I love it. I feel like he's always with us. What do you think of Underworld USA?
He's kind of with us, I think. Well, the opening scene of Underworld USA, as with all Fuller films, immediately gets our attention. A young, poor boy watches his father murdered. We feel his pain as we watch him watch his father die. From this act, a story of long-pursued revenge arises. Young Tolly Devlin, played by Cliff Robertson, spends his whole life pursuing his personal justice. In and out of reform school, jail, prison, Tolly seeks the truth of who killed his father. His ability to use people ultimately runs up against a woman, Cuddles, who he needs to finish his plans for vengeance. The performance by Dolores Dorn as Cuddles got me right in the heart. I was able to see her love for Tolly grow, and I was amazed at how well Samuel Fuller actually knows and understands the female heart. This is just one of the surprises in this movie. Revenge is the single-minded theme of the movie. No new territory here for Fuller. Mobsters, good cops, and the limits of the legal system are the key components. But this is a film noir, not just in cinematography or performance, but in its focus on long shots of emotional violence that rival the brutal fight scenes and other horrible deeds done by criminals and Tolly alike. Even though this is a movie about Tolly getting his revenge, the story of Cuddles, a syndicate working girl forced onto the run after seeing something she shouldn't have, being used so coldly by Tolly, dreaming so purely, trying so hard, was what most captivated me. Well, every woman dreams of a family, every woman wants a normal life, but not every woman ends up choosing the best man. Love is truly blind. Tolly is not. Cuddles is, until the end. You can never call a Fuller woman weak, but you can definitely call them misguided in their choices. Fuller's dialogue, again, has to be mentioned. His short, open, and sensitive but realistic and direct brings out completely the quiet emotional violence people do to each other. It matches wonderfully with the cold, harsh cinematography. He never wastes an opportunity to inject meaning into his shots through composition, placing a baby's picture behind the Cuddles and Tolly, as Tolly loves of her playa for marriage, or the use of monstrous shadows on a wall as the killers of Tolly's father. As one gangster is pitted against another, the camera becomes more and more tilted, more unstable, classic cinema grammar used to maximum effect. And in the end, I think, is the Fuller woman who have more guts and courage than any of men, low, criminal, or otherwise, in this movie. Well, for me, this movie belongs to my dear Cuddles.
Wow. I didn't see that. I will say this. If you don't feel sympathy watching a kid watch his father get beaten to death, I mean, come on. This, however, is a very calculated move by Fuller, because this poor kid is going to go on to become a very nasty piece of work. He vanishes into the U.S. justice system until well into adulthood and comes out a revenge-obsessed bastard. Tolly Devlin, played by Cliff Robertson, is who we get to root for against the worst of criminals. The mobsters of Underworld USA, the nationwide syndicate that was still being denied as even existing by J. Edgar Hoover, a frequent adversary of Samuel Fuller throughout his life and career. But exist they do, and murder they do, and fix, and gamble, and pimp, and corrupt. They are the noxious substance behind every movement in this picture, and they are the target of Tolly Devlin's rage. One by one, Devlin works his way up the mobster food chain, using anyone and everyone who comes into contact with him. Absolutely ruthless, even with the woman who loves him. The bloodlust will not be stopped or contained. He plays mobsters against each other, the law against the mob, and himself against everyone, operating out of a safe house run by a barren woman who dreams only of having children. Which I think is more of the female character and the insight that you were talking about.
Yeah, exactly, that is.
Burnings, beatings, bashings, and everything but beheadings, this movie has more grit than number two sandpaper. It is a path of destruction that simultaneously questions our ideas about justice, both personal and professional. It indicts the criminal justice system as being rotten from the top down, able to nip at the heels, but never the head, of the underworld kingpins with politicians in their pockets. And the little crooks along the way are only so much grist for the mill, just like any civilian who wanders into range. Underworld USA is a snarling beast of a movie, and it bites anything it can reach. And as the mob boss says, we're into everything. This is just great, vibrating, fuller storytelling.
Yeah, and I think with the Underworld USA, we're saying goodbye to our dear friend Samuel Fuller, huh?
Yeah. Yep, that's it for this episode of Cinema 3. Movie. This is... My goodness, it's like opening show jitters. I have all the shaky shakies. How do you feel about this?
I love it. Yeah, Cinema 3-Way. It was the first episode with our dear friend, I kind of feel like he could have been my grandfather. Anyway, with our dear friend Samuel Fuller, it was the first episode. And then for the next episode, we will surprise you.
Yeah, yeah. Always going to be surprising you. That's sort of what Cinema 3-Way is all about. A little bit more than a double feature and always a surprise. So I'm pretty stoked about this. I'm excited.
Yeah. So miss us.
All right.
Until we see you again. Until you guys can hear us again.
Wait, how do we say goodbye in Turkish?
Hoşça kal.
Hoşça kal.
Good job.